This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Just like the Savannah Bananas, Jeff and I had a little dance breakdown during the commercial break here back on Sports Talk as we get back into our WWL
Come back
sound
to me
bank.
When you can do a backflip and still catch
and make
the ball.
A catch. That was impressive. I'll give him that, even though I'm not a fan of basketball, basically what's going on here.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a good reference. It's a good reference. I'll give it to you.
The WWL Soundbank brought to you by First American Bank. Going to get into tight end Jack Stahl, what he had to say recently at practice. And a guy that's had a little bit of a bigger role right now because Juwan Johnson's dealing with an injury. But I feel like, Jeff, even before that, we were seeing him be a little more of a receiving presence than I thought he would be in this offense.
Yeah, it's because there's no one else to throw to. I mean, it's like you can't have Juwan take all the reps. And I think it's just like Jack is not here to be a receiving threat. He's here to be a blocker.
Right.
Obviously he can go out and catch a ball, but I think your hope is that you're going to have a better receiving option than Jack. No disrespect to Jack. I think Jack's a good football player. I just think the tight end depth is a concern for me right
for
now.
For sure. And Stahl was asked, we'll get into our first cut here, how he feels this offense is developing.
It's been awesome. You know, you can see Kellen go out there and make this offense his own. And it's been proven on tape that his offense, you know, is a phenomenal offense when executed correctly. So, you know, right now we're really just taking the time to, you know, figure out how to run the offense correctly, get all those minor details figured out. And like I said, it's been cool every day seeing us take a couple steps where, you know, day one, we're a little sloppy here and there. And then, you know, by now it's like, oh, we got this tightened up. We got that tightened up. So it's been awesome seeing the growth of what we can do with this offense. And I think right now we're just on a trajectory up, and I'm looking forward to seeing where we can get to.
Stahl's also one of those guys that defected from the Philadelphia Eagles, joining Kellen Moore here in New Orleans, spent the first 4 years of his career in Philly, and now a member of the Black and Gold, was part of that run game with Saquon Barkley a year ago in Philly. And he was asked about what's exciting about the Saints' run scheme this year.
I think it's just the style of play. I mean, you can go out there, just put hat on a hat, and just play good old physical football. And that's one of the best things about this offense is it lets you be one-on-one, go out there, and, you know, as long as you take care of your guy, the play's going to hit. So, I mean, it's, you know, as you can tell from the tape, it's hard-nosed football, and, you know, that's what we love, and it's a great way to set the tone on offense.
Stahl, a big dude, 6'4", 247 pounds. Definitely going to use him, like you mentioned, in this blocking game. And, you know, that's something that you're going to need to have that help for this O-line that is still, I feel like, learning each other and developing.
No, the blocking tight end, you know, I kind of talked down on like, oh, the blocking tight end, but like, you need that guy.
Sure.
You know, like Josh Hill, there's a reason Josh Hill was here forever. And, you know, there's a few other guys who filled that role over the years, but...
You mentioning that just now just made me think about what you wanted to talk about, too. We'll get to eventually the undervalued Saints.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but...
Yeah, for sure.
No, yeah, we'll get to that at some point, but... no, I mean, like, you need that guy. You need those dirty work players. There's no fullback on this roster. You need someone to get in there and block for the running backs, and I think Jack Stahl is going to be that guy.
You mentioned no fullback on the roster. Well, Stoll was asked, would you be up for snaps at the fullback position?
Listen, if they want me on the field, I'll do whatever they tell me to do. But, you know, I think specifically Kellen's offense and TJ Pagnetti, I think they do a phenomenal job of, you know, doing what a fullback would do out of 12 personnel. And so I think that they've kind of been able to morph the offense into something where you can run similar plays that you would with, you know, a traditional fullback with an F tight end. So, you know, the F tight end, some of these plays does go out there and do the job of fullback is leading up, doing stuff like that. So, you know, I'm completely open to it, but I don't know if we'll do it. But if we are, hey, I'm all in for it.
Jack Stoll, Saints tight end there. And we'll be seeing more of him, like I said, with Juwan Johnson currently down dealing with a minor groin issue, although it seems a little silly to say minor with a groin injury, but we saw him thankfully been at practice in a limited fashion right now. He hasn't been MIA, which is always like, well, what's going on with the player? So, like, I feel like Sean Payton always used to say, sooner rather than later, I expect we get Juwan Johnson back in the mix for this team, but for now, at least, Jack Stoll is your tight end one dealing with, you know, the injuries there, also with Taysom Hill and still with Foster Moreau out the mix with his squad as well.
Yeah, I think if Juwan was dealing with anything significant, you wouldn't have had him out there yesterday. You would be, you know, you'd have him in rehab work. So I think you're going to see him back. The question is, when does he get back in the team? But, you know, he was doing individual work yesterday, so I don't think it's going to be particularly long. But, yeah, the bigger question at this point is Foster Moreau. Taysom, I don't think you're really that close on. But Foster, I'd like to think you can get him back into practice prior to the end of camp. I don't know if that's going to be true for Taysom. And if you can do that and you can at least get him into the system, I think that would be very helpful for how this team and offense operates early in the season.
And we did see the Saints end up kicking the tires on a guy like Noah Fant, who ended up choosing to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. We don't know if the Saints offered him anything.
No, they did have a visit with him,
right.
But it never really made sense. If I'm Noah Fant, I want to go to a team that you know, I don't want to come in somewhere and back up Juwan Johnson. That's just what would have been. And then also, like, you know, if veteran players typically want to sign somewhere where there's a lot of optimism around the offense. And I just don't know if that exists for the Saints right now, at least not externally. So, yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen. But, I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to look at veteran options on the free agent market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.